Thank you so very much. It's so nice to be with you today, and I want to, I mean, gosh, look at me. I'm serving on a panel with these prestigious people, and here I am from Kentucky, a little old, well, not a little old, but anyway, I was going to give you this big PowerPoint presentation. I actually had it all together, but then I bought this new suit, so I kind of wanted you to look at me more than the PowerPoint. So, if you don't mind, just kind of look at this, and I'll explain about this other stuff in just a minute. So, but I also want to say that I'm grateful to NACHO for supporting me here, and also to my director, Georgia Heiss, who's sitting right there in the front row there, because I'll tell you a little bit about her in a minute. I'll give you a, pay me and I won't. I'll give you a little synopsis of where we are in the southernmost part of northern Kentucky. Think about that a while. We are a district of four counties and a total population of around 50,000. As far as myself, if you'll look in and look at my credentials, I'll give you about 7 minutes to review those. Okay. I have an associate's degree in nursing. I say that with a great deal of pride because I went back to school with twin boys crawling on my back. But I also say it that I want you to know I'm going to go back to school to, you know, someday get my master's and maybe my doctorate. And that will probably be, one day start giving you free education when you turn what age, 72 or something like that? That's when I'm going. So anyway, no, I hope to go sooner than that. I've worked in public health since 1995. I started out as a clinic nurse, and I worked in health education. I worked in TB outreach, and at the time, in 2007, January 2007, Georgia came to me and she said, I need somebody to initiate MAP. Would you be interested? And I said, I love to drive. That would be great. And she said, no, you don't understand. It's mobilizing for action through planning and partnerships. And I said, why, sure, Georgia, if you think I can do it, I'll do it. Was I crazy or what? I mean, my goodness. This woman with an associate's degree in nursing. And we're here specifically to talk about the barriers to that program and what we were facing. And here's the barriers that we were facing. Lack of funding, lack of knowledge, lack of education of the one who was going to navigate this procedure, lack of community cohesiveness, and lack of media resources. I mean, the horse only goes through town one time a week. I mean, you know, no, we have cars now. It's okay, you may chuckle every once in a while, it will make me feel a whole lot better, okay? But we have a newspaper that comes out once a week, in each of our four counties. So we don't have a lot of activity going on and ways to reach people. So folks, that was some barriers. And I hope that I can kind of tell you what we did in Kentucky to remove some of those barriers. When I came on in January 2007, I started becoming, joining partnerships with every organization I could find in those four counties, from Chamber of Commerce to Rotary Clubs to Women's Clubs to you name it, I showed up. And I wasn't just a token guest. I became very active in those organizations that I attended. One of my greatest compliments was when somebody said, "What in the world has happened? I didn't even hardly know the health department existed till about 4 years ago, and now they're everywhere." So I'm not saying that to tout me. I'm saying, folks, this is a great position to get the word out about your health department. And I've just had an absolute ball. But to have that person say they hadn't heard about it, they began, we share at those places what we're doing, what events are going on. So I did that. And in October, as part of the Kentucky Public Health Leadership Institute, there was a project. By the way, we have two employees of our health department that are up for the Balderson Awards from our health department. And boy, aren't we going along good, I'm telling you what. Be sure to congratulate Georgia because she's at the helm of this ship. She came to us and she said, we've got to get the National Public Health Performance Standards done. This was in October and I'd like to have it done in March. And I said, sure, that sounds like fun. I didn't even hardly know what it was at that point. So, and then on top of that, the great people that were putting this program on, or the K-Philly project, was getting everybody that they could in the state of Kentucky to complete the performance standards. And they were given an incentive, which we greatly appreciate, of $200. But $200 does pay for some things while you're doing this program. So anyway, she said, you got to get her done. Now, how many of you had heard that expression before? Because you ain't from Kentucky, so we get her done down there. Now, let me tell you. So I thought I would start out by using my own county as a guinea pig, because I knew everybody there. And I knew I had no experience in this area, but I had three things to my advantage. The first thing, I had a passion for public health. Now, my mother always told me when I would come in from a job that I didn't like, and she'd say, well, start getting passionate about it. And I'd say, I don't like it. And she'd say, you will when you start getting passionate about it. But I didn't have to be told that in public health. I love public health. The second thing is I had a passion for the health and safety of the people in my community. So that was great. And I also had a passion for my director, Georgia. She had picked me and given me my wings to fly. And she had faith in me and said, you can get this done. All the time I was whining, Georgia, I don't have an education in this. You can get it done. I believe in you. And I did not want to disappoint her. And I am deeply indebted to her for taking a chance on this old girl, and I thank her a lot. So anyway, I got on the MPHP website, and I started reviewing everything, reading everything that I could about it. Then when I got the instrument, I used that instrument, read it. It became almost my Bible. I was with it everywhere I went. In each of my 1.5 bathrooms, plus the one out back, we kept that instrument in there. It's Kentucky. Remember where I'm from, okay? But my head stayed buried in that tool. So by darn it, I got excited. I told them this whole project was the most exciting thing since sliced bread. And they began to get excited. But I also told them something, too, that it was not just about health, it was about safety as well. Because the people that were in the safety, like the EMSs and the EMTs, for some reason didn't see themselves as a component of a health organization. They were safety. But I needed those people. So I told them, you know, this is a health and safety project, and we need to come together and to work on the issues that are facing our communities. And also, I was constantly stressing the public health system. Now, in our counties, when you say public health, probably as well in your counties, what do they think of? Health department. Shots, STDs. So I had to re-educate our people about public health system and their importance to that system. I told them it's not about the health department. It's about you, it's about our communities, and it's about serving our communities. So we kept this little thing running the whole time when we did our performance standards. Just as a reminder that folks, it's a little bit of everything. And I believe it was Ron that said when I was down in Nashville, Ron said, if you can't see yourself in that slideshow, then you won't see yourself at all, because we are all a part of this big picture. So we took off and we tried to get them told that they were a part of it, they were the public health system, that it was safety, it was health. And I made sure that they owned the process, that the health department was merely a facilitator of the process. It was their baby. And so we had egg posters. If any of you have seen the egg posters with all the public health system, it's a very, very good tool. And I also expressed how valuable their attendance was to the process. And every time I saw it, now in a little town like Ointon, when you go out and you see somebody, you know that you're on the committee with them, you know you're at the Rotary Club. So every time I'd see them out in town at the grocery store or whatever, I'd mention, you know, you are coming to the meeting, aren't you? Well, I think they just told me yes to get me off their back. You know, they're like, yes, I'll be at your meeting. I mean, they were getting real kind of heated about it. But I told them how bad I needed them. I also used a little bit of a scare tactic, and I told them, yeah, it'd be a shame. I really want you to come. If you can't come, I understand. But I tell you what, I really hate it if somebody from your department doesn't come, because it'll look like you're not doing anything. And they went, oh, okay. So when we did the assessment, when we did the assessment, we had about 50 people in each of our counties, so 200 people in our district. They came together that helped do the standards. So how I did that, I sent out a whole bunch of letters. If they didn't call me back, I called them. I left messages. I sent out postcards. I called the day before. A lot of talking on the phone. But we did them, and I think we did them well. We presented the 10 essential public health services through the standards program, and Georgia was so nice to let 10 separate people through our health departments, each one of them presenting one essential service, so we wouldn't get bored to death, you know, just stand here listening to me. Now, remember a question, I'll never forget it, Ron, down in Nashville, you asked, well, what would you say to somebody that doesn't have your energy or something to that effect? And my response, if you remember, was, Ron, you couldn't stand me all day. I'd just wear you out. So that's why we used somebody that toned it down a little, brought it back up, toned it down a little. So we were able to get it done, and it went well. We explained the essential public health services in our own language. You know, oftentimes I attend meetings, and I'm sorry, you remember I'm just the associate degree here, and I leave thinking, holy mackerel, what did they say? And so we told it as simple as we could get it and kept it on, our level. So just figure out what your level is to people you're talking to. But we also, somebody asked me, did you give them the program before? Did you give them the standards tool, I guess, before? And I said no, because it would have scared them to death. It literally would have. But by getting it, putting it in our own words, and just being there as a somebody knew they could relate to, it went really well. Are we getting close? You haven't pinched yet.
You're doing great.
Okay. So we presented the questions. We voted. And if there was a lot of discrepancy, we discussed it and we re-voted. And we had a lot of discussion. And some of it was, it was fun. Yeah. It was fun. We took breaks, we ate very well, and we gave each person a little token gift. We also added to the process, she said that you had one added called, we put one, I don't know, because people were going, I don't know. I said, well, do y'all think there might be a problem here? You know, you're the health people and you don't know if that's happening. You know, do we have a community health profile? And everybody was going, do we? Do we have one? You know, and so we used the little white card where we had them set, I don't know. So the person within the group that did know something about it was able to explain, and they go, oh, yeah, well, you can't give it a gold standard because you didn't even know about it. But you can give it a moderate standard now because you know it exists. And let's try to get it up from there down the road. And I kept telling them, folks, this is going to be so much fun when we come back 3 to 5 years from now and we do this same instrument and then we're going to see, you know, the changes. I said, isn't this going to be fun? And yeah, they thought it was going to be fun too. So anyway, we entered the data, and that's a very easy thing to do. You know, everything seems to be so complicated when you're on the outside looking in. It's so simple to do. And we reconvened for the results, and I kind of told them, I said, you know, now that you're in this, you're so important to the process, you got to sign up to sign, be on the committee like forever. And they did. I don't know how that happened. I guess it was the little instrument thing we gave them as they went out the door, a fan or something. I don't remember what it was. But anyway, so another barrier we faced was the financial end of it. We had no budget at all. Georgia said, if this is an important thing to do, I'm going to see that it gets done. And she was very supportive of that effort. But we were able to write for a grant with the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky folks. The only other other grant I ever wrote in my life, we got for a community health center, and I don't even know how that happened. That was a work of God, amen. But we did get this grant, and it was a $43,000 grant from the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky to continue with our efforts. And I really believe the reason we got that grant more than anything is because we had done the performance standards. Simple as that. They saw that we had made a concentrated effort, concentrated or concentrate, yeah, that's a good word, effort to get it done, that we knew where we're going and that we were going to work hard on it, and we got that grant. We, at the present time, have 3 out of our 4 counties have a very active health and safety committee. We're going to piggyback onto another county, onto another committee. In our 4th county, we're following the MAP model, which, folks, I highly recommend that. So many people see that as such a complicated thing, and it's really not. I guess I'm so simple-minded, I don't have the sense to think it otherwise. It's a roadmap, for goodness sake. And you start down here with visioning, and like I have this little play car sometimes, I kind of take up the road, see where I'm going. And then you go on to visioning, and then you go to the assessments, and then you go to your strategic planning, and then you go your plan act and do, and I keep telling them. And then you get to this healthy community, and you come back down the hill again, and you start again. This is the way people see things in Kentucky, you know. You don't have to complicate it. Keep it simple. So anyway, we're following the MAP model, which is simple. We were, you know, some of the things we tweaked, and it's worked very well for us. We're doing visioning. We're getting ready to start strategic planning. We're bringing our APEX assessments up currently. One county, last week we read our committee, and we were looking at our low scores on our performance standards. I gave them 5, and I said, here's what you all said were the lowest scores. I almost get teary-eyed when I do this because I didn't realize it till we were at that meeting. And I pulled up the first one that was the lowest one, and I pulled it up. And the first one that they thought was the most important or had the lowest score that they wanted to work on the highest, you know, the earliest, was mobilizing partnerships. We'd gotten that one done because we'd come together. The second one was inform, educate, and empower people. We had, they started on a resource book for a one-stop shop for our communities to go to find out where they could get their health needs and their safety needs met. And then the other one, I can't remember exactly what it was, but the first 5, 3 of those we had already begun work on. And when I sat there, I didn't realize it until I was going through it, and I looked over at it. Good grief, people. I said, we've already got 3 of them done. I was so emotional. It was pathetic. We were all crying in the room when it was over. But it was a great feeling to know that, you know, those lives in that county were touched because people came together and worked together for the good of their community.
1 minute. 1 pinch.
You didn't pinch me. Okay, 1 minute. Okay, so anyway, we're making more efforts to improve the rest of those. When we went over and we did the performance standards over in Carroll County, it was a week later I received a letter through the mail, and this letter had gone out to every community partner within Carroll County, Kentucky. And it said something to the effect of, the health department has brought to us this wonderful performance standards, and I wished I brought it to read it to you. And we recognized redundancies and gaps in services. Now it's time for us to get together and work on these issues. And that was sent to every community leader. That woman had a lot of clout in that county. And when I got that letter, I thought, oh my, thank you, we're on our way. So we're actually just jumping onto their car as we ride through the roadmap to community improvement. So I just wanna say, let me tell you, it's a fun ride. It's a joy to be a part of something that's going to affect our communities. And I thank you for the opportunity to come here. And I was waiting on that pinch, but you just never did it, did you? Thank you all very much.